10 to noon on Saturday.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. A few months ago, we talked about how Ventura County is a hot job market for technology-based manufacturing. And guess what? Local manufacturers are still looking for people who want to learn the business and have a rewarding career. What does it take to get your foot in the door? To help answer that question, we have a member of the Workforce Investment Board with us today. Greg Liu, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Spence.
It's good to have you here. You're CEO and owner of Jack's Manufacturing in Simi Valley. So let's start off with that. How long has Jack's Manufacturing been around, and what actually do you make or assemble?
We've been around for just over 20 years. Started in a garage, one of those typical stories, started in a garage, my mom's garage, and slowly built up over the years to a pretty fair facility in Simi Valley. We supply contract manufacturing services for different electronic products. So that is that we don't build our own stuff. We build other people's stuff that need it built to, you know, make their market demands met.
Just when you first started doing this, did some of your buddies say, well, what the heck are you doing? Did you get some odd looks, or was everybody saying this is genius? How did it go for a startup like that?
No, I mean, typical. Nobody believed in it, and really, it's just
there
your own
Greg
willpower.
Again.
Yeah, exactly. It's your own will to push something through. And luckily, I had a small group of people who really believed in it as well that work for me still to this day.
And that's the whole point of this with WIB, is surrounding yourself with great people, great workers, and providing opportunity.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that helps out a lot. So let's talk about the kinds of advanced technology. What do you see and what do you use to manufacture your products?
Well, we employ a few different pieces of state-of-the-art equipment. We have some X-ray machines that are used in order to look at the integrity of the work that we're doing in areas that are not visibly accessible, solder shorts, voids, issues that can impact the integrity of the product. We also have machines called pick-and-place machines, which are, as the name implies, simply pick up small components and then place them onto circuit cards that we pre-program via computers. We use automated inspection equipment that's able to visually inspect on a 2D and 3D level to also verify the quality of a product both going into it and going out of build. So there's quite a few other pieces, but effectively a lot of them are computer interfacing that you'll be programming so that they can carry out the process and make sure that we can get a product that's timely and quality level that's expected.
All right, Greg, now tell us about the types of jobs at Jack's Manufacturing. What kind of work does an entry-level worker do as starting up?
Well, it runs the gamut. It goes from being a simple receiving clerk, a storeroom clerk, as well as an assembler, where they'll actually populate the boards with components manually. Some of them semi-automatic, where they have a machine and it's a combination of human and machine working together. Others are fully automatic, where the machine is simply programmed by an engineer, and then it goes off and does its thing, and we have a quality system that's in place to make sure that every stage of the process is being monitored and properly managed. And that's effectively, I mean, it does run the gamut from a simple assembler all the way up to a high-end technician.
Okay, I understand that the WIB Manufacturing Committee has developed a list of basic skills to help people get ready working in manufacturing to be employable. So what are the skills that you suggest people get?
Well, we've worked on a curriculum that is actually on their website, the www.wib, which is W-I-B like boy, .ventura.org. So if anybody would like to see those different skills, it's on their website. It's easily accessible. But effectively, employers such as myself have contributed our time to look at some of the issues that we consider important in order for an employee to have some base level understanding when they move into the company so that we can move them in appropriate areas, i.e. safety issues, i.e. different math concepts, measurement techniques, how to use hand and power tools, the basics of quality control, how to navigate on a computer. I mean, soft skills like showing up on time. Mm-hmm. It actually runs the gamut from real hard skills to things of simply, you know, being reliable.
That's a big part of the deal, having an alarm clock and getting there to work and be ready to go.
Surprisingly, it is.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that high school grads of all ages who have those basic skills can launch good careers in manufacturing? And in addition, what about going to college? Is that essential, non-essential?
You know, everybody is different. Everybody has different skill sets. And ultimately, I think it's up to the individual to really apply what they've learned, whether it be it from a high school level or from a college level. I encourage college whenever possible, but I myself am just a high school grad and went straight into the workforce at 18 and, you know, became a van driver and learned from the ground up over the course of a few years and understood my industry to the point that we started our own. So, again, it's each individual, but certainly we bring people in straight off the street and move them up. I've got a young man, a real gifted young man who didn't go to college, and he is now a CAD designer at our facility, and we do 3D printing and things of that nature, and we're looking to manufacture and offer different services that we haven't had in the past. So there's a lot of possibilities.
So if employers want to get involved with the WIB Manufacturing Committee and help to build our workforce in Ventura County, what can they do?
Well, as I do, I sit on a committee that essentially tables a variety of different subjects that would help the Ventura County in making employees more skilled, giving them a little bit more of an upper hand. And the whole manufacturing readiness skill set that we put together that's on that website would probably help the average person understand what we're looking for as employers. And those sort of things, you want to set yourself apart. So if you have some basic understanding of blueprints or you know, how to use micrometers, how to use pneumatic tools, some of this stuff can be very helpful for your future career.
And part of it can be if you do get in and let's say you are a van driver or something like that, just always asking questions, see what's going on and maybe learning a little. And
Absolutely. As an employer, we always have our eye out for that one person who's really pushing themselves. There's just always a percent, maybe 20% of people who really, really want to know. And you, those people, you know, they speak up and they ask questions, like you said, and they get noticed. And those are the people that you want to embrace and move up through the ranks because they can have great potential.
When you see the kids coming in these days, and by kids, I mean anybody, 18 to mm-hmm. early 20s, do you heave a sigh occasionally? Is it good news? Because we do hear the typical thing, oh, those kids today. What are you seeing on the people who apply?
It really is, actually. When you see a young person come in who's actually self-motivated and wants to do something and is interested, engaged, you can pretty quickly start moving them around different areas to try to understand their skill sets and where they'd be most effective. That's what happened to me, actually. I came in, like I said, just as a base employee, and I was very interested, and I worked all the time and tried to understand everything. And luckily, the owners of the shop, you know, recognize that the way I recognize it now when I see people come in the door. So, you know, people who are motivated and people who really want to make something out of themselves, whether they be high school grads or whether they be college grads, is just a huge potential. Employers are always looking for that asset to bring on board.
Now, do you accidentally or on purpose every once in a while kind of let it roll out that you too did the ground up? Do the kids find this out? Do you give a little story? How does that work? Because your story is a great one to tell people.
In our shop, everybody knows we all started, really all five of us here are the mm-hmm. principal owners. We all started from the ground level. We all started working in the industry and understood the nuts and bolts of it. And so we can more readily relate to those people who are moving in and who are working their way up through the ranks. And yes, they know where we were. In fact, a lot of them were there in the early years as well. So.
And the band stayed together? You guys didn't break up
nope.
or anything?
No. Nope.
Still...
It's always a shocking thing to
yeah.
tell somebody. For 22 years, we've always been together, and we're looking at another 22. So
remarkable.
Yeah.
Quite a story there, Rich. Look at that. We could all get together and stick donuts.
Yeah, donuts are great.
Just like that. Oh, what yeah. a great guy. One of the best stories we've had. This is really something else that you're providing. How many people do you employ?
103 now.
103. Yeah, so yeah. you're moving along.
That's crazy.
Okay, off air we'll have to ask you some questions about other things that are happening in the world of business these days, and maybe we can chat about those at a later time. But Greg Liu, CEO and owner of Jack's Manufacturing in Simi Valley, thank you so much, one, for the great information, motivating people to come in and get a great career, showing some other opportunities than what we see in the standard world of where do you get a job and become successful in your career right here in Simi Valley, Ventura County. Great business you have there, and we appreciate you coming in on WIB Wednesday.
Thank you very much, and just one more shot,
sure.
WIB as in boy, not Ventura.org. You can get a lot of this information that we just spoke about and a lot more if you're looking to get yourself a little bit further ahead.
Excellent work. That's right. If you'd like to see this list of entry-level skills for manufacturing, or if you want to check the meeting schedule of the WIB Manufacturing Committee, go to www.wib.ventura.org. That's www.wib.ventura.org with News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
And it is 8:53.